With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump addressing members of the National Rifle Association today in Texas, one day after campaigning in Minnesota. Mr. Trump has pledged to continue to defend the Second Amendment and has called himself the best friend gun owners ever had in the White House. And he recalled the famous line from his popular TV show a number of years ago.
To achieve the future, you have to march into the voting booth and you have to tell Crooked Joe Biden, Joe, you're doing a horrible job. You're a horrible president. Like The Apprentice, Joe, you're fired. Get out of here, Joe. You're fired.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House this past week delivering a rebuke to President Biden for pausing a shipment of weapons to Israel by passing legislation seeking to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson charges the White House is simply playing politics.
Joe Biden is turning his back on Israel and trying to dictate to the prime minister there, Netanyahu, and his team how to prosecute the war, how to defend themselves. He's trying to micromanage their effort there. And that is completely counterproductive, and it's also dangerous.
White House has said Biden would veto the bill if it passes Congress, and the Democratic-led Senate seems certain to reject it as well. Residents in the Houston area trying to clean up following strong storms that left hundreds of thousands of people without power. National Weather Service says at least 7 people killed. More flooding in Afghanistan. More than 300 people have died. Thousands more are missing. Thousands of homes destroyed. This is SRN News. Target tries to split the difference when it comes to Pride Month.
The giant retailer has been firmly and loudly committed to the LGBT agenda ever since it opened its women's restrooms to men back in 2016. But last year, a line of transgender apparel aimed at children caused a furious backlash, especially in certain parts of the country. This year, Target says it will celebrate Gay Pride Month with internal events for staff and will market LGBT products only in, quote, select stores. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A big change may be coming to a Jersey Shore town that was founded as a religious retreat and prevents people from using the beach Sunday mornings. The Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association being sued by the state of New Jersey and has removed the Sunday morning ban from its website under a section on beach rules. This is SRN News. Now this takes the cake. A cat is being honored.
A Vermont university has bestowed the honorary degree of Doctor of Literature on a cat named Max, who has become a beloved member of the community. Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring the feline ahead of student graduation Saturday for his friendliness. The school says in a Facebook post that Max the cat has been an affectionate member of the Castleton family for years. The popular tabby lives in a house with his human family on the street that leads to the main entrance to campus. Keith Peters reporting.
History-making day on Wall Street yesterday. Dow Industrials closing above the 40,000 mark. That first time that has ever happened. S&P 500 was ahead 6, while the NASDAQ dropped 12 points for the day. More details at srnnews.com.